Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Todd Daugherty, who is Senior Director, Global Products for TSYS. Todd, thanks for joining me today.
Great. Thanks for having me here. I appreciate it.
So let's talk a little data and financial institutions. And my question at the top of our conversation is, given all the work you and TSYS in particular does with EYES, how are they using data to better manage their business?
Well, I could talk for a long time about that, but I'll try to keep it limited. The FIs that we work with use a tremendous amount of data, and we help them. The TSYS Analytics group here that I run helps them in many ways. But mainly what they're looking for is the customer data, the transactional data, the historical data in order to make projections about what they think those cardholders will do moving forward. And what we've been able to do is we package that for them and distribute that in many different ways. I know we'll talk about some of those different ways coming up here. But what the FIs are mainly looking to do is, again, look at that historical behavior and look at patterns of behavior going forward. And we've actually been able to help them with some proprietary scores so that they can do that type of a view.
So you mentioned that they want transaction data, they want historical data. And of course, everybody wants data in real time. That seems to be pretty hard to do. How is it possible for you to organize all that data and make it available to FIs in real time?
Well, the nice thing is that because we are the processor for these FIs, so these are for TSYS clients that we're producing these historical views of data, we are actually getting this data in real time. So as these transactions are happening, we can get this data. Now, there's a part about this where you have to actually look at the data, cleanse the data, and make that readily available. We've been able to do that in a way that we can do fairly quickly. In other words, in a day or less, we're actually moving to even more frequent than that. And we're able to do that because we have the data at the source, and we strip out any information that's just not needed at all. And so we can move that data faster.
So, Todd, there are a lot of reasons that FIs would want to use data and have this available to them. But are there common use cases that you've built your suite of data analytics and business intelligence around?
We have. So we recently publicly launched the IntelliSuite product line, and that's specifically looking at the data that we just talked about, looking at the product life cycle or the cardholder life cycle from origination all the way through to charge off. And we've built both data and visualizations and strategies that can be acted on based on that data, based on that life cycle, and package it up for clients.
So what kinds of actions are they taking as a result of having that data?
We had a pilot client that we worked with. We actually just launched with a major client 3 weeks ago. And this is the interesting part is we went in, we did lots of interviews and meetings with clients around their use of data. We know how historically the hundreds of clients that we have currently are using the data, but we really wanted to make sure we understood the different personas, the different users, the different use cases. And so we built a few of those. Naturally, some of them were around reissue. The big time right now talking about EMV and reissuing from Magstripe to chip and signature here in the United States and chip and PIN everywhere else. And so one of the big use cases is communicating with your cardholders throughout that life cycle, throughout the issuing of a card or pre-issuing of a card, mailing of the card, activation of the card, and then ultimately usage on that card. And we have the data that allows the FIs to see that transaction, those things along the way happening, as well as using IntelliSuite and targeted messaging, which is the communication tool that we've built onto IntelliSuite to effectively engage the cardholders, whether it's sending them an email, a letter, a statement message, a message on the web, or something of that nature. And so what we're finding is that use case was sort of one of our main use cases because we knew EMV was going to be big. But the more and more we talk with clients and more we work with clients, there's use cases that range from something very specific and targeted like EMV to, you know, happy birthday, or we've even had natural disaster communication, which are what I call non-monetary, all the way through to balance transfer campaigns and other campaigns for driving revenue.
That's interesting. And as part of your dashboard, you also provide advice or insights that would help the FIs make decisions about the channels to use, because of course, consumers are so mobile today and digital that often the traditional ways of getting in touch just don't really seem to work anymore. And I'm thinking specifically snail mail.
Absolutely. You know, that was the go-to direct mail, was the go-to strategy of years past. And certainly, you know, there's probably debate, and I'm not the expert on direct mail or not direct mail, certainly debate around that. But what you can't deny and debate with is the move to communication, electronic communication, whether email or SMS text messaging. And so in building these campaigns or these strategies within IntelliSuite and specifically in the communication tool targeted messaging, for example, this large client we just launched with a few weeks ago, they are taking this communication strategy and using it to their advantage. And the way they're building out their communication is, if we've reissued someone, we want to communicate with them. So we've captured that information. And if they have an email, we want to communicate with that method first because it's the least expensive. If they don't have an email, we have other options. We can send, put a statement message on, or we can send them a postcard. And then ultimately, really the last communication resort, if you will, is to send them a letter. But that's way down in the priority from the campaign perspective. So they're really using it to their advantage to be able to communicate effectively in the manner of which the consumer, the cardholder, wants to receive it, and effectively from a cost perspective, the way the FI should be managing their costs from a communication perspective.
So you've obviously learned a lot from your pilot program. Is there a particular insight that you took away that you've applied to now the launch of IntelliSuite and the products that I'm sure you have on your roadmap for moving forward?
Well, maybe a couple. The first off is, you know, we knew this all along, but we've really started to key in on the fact that we have the data and we spend a tremendous amount of time gathering that data, prepping the data, and packaging that data. What we didn't really think about, we probably should have even deeper than we did, was it's almost like running water and electricity. People assume the data is going to be there and the data will be correct and accurate and usable. And that's not always true in all solutions. The nice thing about targeted messaging and the IntelliSuite product line is we have all that data. We've spent a lot of work over the last 2 decades really cleansing that data and making it rich and useful. So that's not necessarily a learning that I expected. It's something we probably should have already known, but that was sort of lesson number one. And then lesson number two is we went in with, you know, a multitude of use cases and visualizations that we had talked with clients about and built use cases and personas of users. But the more we talked to clients, the more creative and the more interesting the uses for the IntelliSuite visualizations and target messaging become. Some really creative, just different ways than we had thought of and we had talked with clients originally. Some very creative ways to cut costs, have more effective communication faster, as you had mentioned, as well as being more effective from a cardholder engagement perspective.
So is it as easy to use as it sounds?
It is. I grew up in technology. I've always been in the product and technology world, but I wouldn't say I'm the most technology savvy person in the world. I'm a geek at heart, but I'm not a coder. And so I find it very effective where I can log in via web portal. I can view my information. And when I say my information, we have these different personas, whether you're someone in the fraud area or someone in a product area or a finance area or someone interested in your rewards and liability. We've packaged the visualization so that you start with what your view should be and what you want your view to be. And then going from there, it's really intuitive to be able to point and click and dig into the data. You don't have to know SAS code or SQL or be able to write code at all. It's really intuitive, point and click into charts and graphs and manipulate what you want to see. And if you make a mistake, you just back out and start all over. And then when you want to go into targeted messaging to be able to take action on what you've just learned and uncovered, you've developed a strategy from, it's literally, we call it one click. All of that information that you comb down into gets populated into targeted messaging. And then if you can use Visio or you can connect boxes, that's how easy it is to use targeted messaging. So I guess long-winded answer to, if I can do it, most people should be able to do it pretty easily.
Wow. So last question. It sounds like this suite of business intelligence solutions has evolved quite a bit since you initially conceived the idea. What's next? What is next on your roadmap based on what you've observed from the pilot and now the launch?
Well, this may sound a little bit backwards on some of this, but One of the things that we're doing is we have our own in-house user experience team, and they've been doing assessments and continue to do assessments on usability. It's one of the things that TSYS is really focused on, is that actually user experience. So we want to make sure that experience I just described actually works that way and is smooth as possible. I'm no Steve Jobs, so I don't mean to sound like I am at all, but you know, when you hand someone an iPad for the first time or an iPhone, the usability of it is very intuitive, and most people can figure it out pretty quickly. Obviously, that's the objective to get to here. It's pretty easy, as I described before, but we want it to be even easier. We'll be building out more visualizations. We are actually have a program in-house, as well as working with some partners on building many more of those proprietary scores and models, so that the data is, again, packaged and easily consumed and is telling you something. There's a big difference between sending out data, which we do today. Here's a package of your data, and then, you know, you can figure out what it means. But also the next step of adding that layer of here's what it means. And then the third step is that, you know, the holy grail of predictive and prescriptive, and we are moving towards that. The other area is data sources. I think one of the last times you and I spoke, I talked about, you know, obese data. Mm-hmm. And so I certainly am not recommending just piling on and adding as much data as you possibly can. But what we are also having conversations with our FIs on is the need for other sources of data, whether it's weather or Twitter or demographic data. And so we're going to package that up. We're going to put that into this IntelliSuite group of products so that the FIs can pick and choose what they'd like. So we'll build those partnerships. We have many of them already today. And so that will enrich the capability and power of the data and the modeling. And then finally, continuing to build out more of those role-specific and payment lifecycle-specific use cases and visualizations. So again, I can log on, I can look at my data and start at a point where I'm most interested in, whether it's financial, loyalty, fraud, or some other area.
Well, Todd, it sounds like a wonderful roadmap and certainly a really interesting and exciting launch and set of capabilities that you have so far. Thanks very much for taking the time to share all of your work with us today. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
You too. Thank you for your time. We are super excited about the product, and I know we're getting a lot of interest from our clients. I can't wait to continue to have discussions with you and give you updates on where we're going.
Likewise. Can't wait. Thanks again.